Good afternoon and welcome all of you to our meeting. It's nice to see such a big and happy crowd. It is now 1:30 on January 10th, 2023, and time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. To my right is Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President. To my left is Tony Olson. Our secretary, John Harlow, our CEO, general manager, is there. And Sean Arano, interim general counsel, is working with us for the next 3 months. Melissa Collins, commission and executive services director, is with us right here to the right of Mr. Harlow. Allison Morrison is our clerk of the board to my left. Jenny Rich is our deputy clerk of the board, working the computers there. And Morgan Stoltzner is our deputy clerk of the board. Over to my right. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
Yes, there are. First item is table item 7A, consideration of a resolution amending district water utility policies and establishing certain charges for the water utility. And two, add an executive session to the end of the meeting to review the performance of a public employee to last approximately 30 minutes.
Regarding comments from the public, which is item 3 on the agenda, and that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If you're joining by Zoom, please click raise hand or dial *9 if you're calling by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. So, we do know that this meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk or to Morgan, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So we will now stand and will you join me with the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
now, a very important part of our meeting, we are recognizing an employee of the month for January, whose name is Jeff Roberts, and Paul Kiss will introduce Jeff Roberts. Paul, please.
Good afternoon. Afternoon, commissioners. Definitely honored to welcome Jeff Roberts. Come on up. Say a few words and then Aaron's going to jump up behind me there. So I've been thinking about this all week here as far as kind of paring it down so we don't spend all afternoon here talking about Jeff. But one of the key attributes that we've seen with Jeff, as we all know, as you can tell with everyone in attendance in the room here, they can all attest to these words. I'm operations superintendent down at operations center here. Got to know Jeff the last few years very well. I've known Jeff for a lot of years throughout the state before I even came here to the district. Jeff is very involved in the Full Top Rescue, the Governor's Safety Conference. Been extremely involved in the last few years with our high voltage arc trailer all across the district, throughout the county. Very involved with the community. Just this Monday, he was up in Arlington at the school up there, finding a new location up there for the STEM groups at the STEM app. So just the involvement, the engagement within the community, leading us as a district with safety, which is our paramount goal here. Jeff is a true leader of that, and it really resonates through the whole organization. Anytime we have any project, big or small, it doesn't matter what it is, right? From services to the most complicated transmission pole, just got done right in the middle of the project out in Monroe. You guys have probably all seen that project out on the highway, that transmission job. We'll go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, can you help us out on this? Every time I talk to Jeff or ask him that question, it's like, no problem. You know, we'll take care of it. It's a big attribute, that we, right? It's easy to say, I'll take care of this. I'm the lead foreman on this, but it's we. It's we as a team. And that's what Jeff, he focuses on. I guarantee you can ask anyone in this room, anyone sitting here, will all attest to that same testimony of this. It's we. It's we collectively do this together. So extremely proud of Jeff. I'm really honored to have this opportunity to present him up here and come up.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Aaron Janesco, Senior Manager of Regional Design and Construction Services. Yeah, definitely to piggyback on Paul's comments. I first really got to know Jeff about 8 years ago or so, and I remember it distinctly because it was December 24th, which happens to be his birthday as well as Christmas Eve.
Wow.
And we were trying to finish up a snowstorm that day out in East County, and Jeff and his crew were out there in 2 feet of snow, sideways. And I remember the comment that he made. It was about 10 o'clock that night. Wife Michelle was calling him. He's trying to get home, but he said, we're not going to leave till we get this done so those folks can have Christmas. So it goes to show you the integrity and the character that Jeff has. You fast forward to this year, again, Christmas is over a weekend. We had some bad weather out in East County. And he was out there again on Christmas Eve and again on Christmas Day, calling his buddies, trying to get a crew together to get out there to take care of other customers. So it just goes to show the testimony what Jeff is, and really to his wife, Michelle, who's the backbone of the family, let's be honest. I believe she's listening today. She also provides an essential service as a registered nurse, and she had to work today. So Michelle, if you're listening, thank you for taking care of our guy, Jeff, and really thank you to Jeff for just being such a great guy and an awesome leader here for the district of the Mind Foreman. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Do you want to speak about anything, Jeff, before we say more kind words about you?
Not particular.
Man, a few words, but much good action. That is true dedication, what we just heard. And especially on Christmas Eve, you share that with one of my granddaughters. It's not an easy birthday, and you were there. It's not fair. Well, anyway, there are no words to express our deep gratitude to you for all of your service for quite a few years now. And people really rely on you and the fact that you are a team player and you sacrifice often for us. And so we thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've got some goodies.
We've got some gifts. But wait, there's more.
I do want you to know that because of supply chain challenges, your sweatshirt will be a little late.
I was going to have a joke
about that. I got lost. Well,
Michelle.
The Transformers.
Yeah.
We got some.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Coming. Of the month.
You want to go first, Commissioner?
Jeffrey, I always step up here. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Words cannot express.
Yeah, and I just want to say, thank you so much for all you do. I mean, being an ambassador with our community, huge for this organization. It's everything we're trying to do in all aspects, and so I appreciate that. And I appreciate you being a leader with the apprentices and safety and pull tub training. And your lovely wife, I'm sure, has suffered a bit because there you are, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day out there, getting the lights back on. You and many others.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
Not just me.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Glad you're here. I do need to pile on to that. I've got to know Jeff in the 5+ years that I've been here, and he's even one of the folks that I go to try to better understand what we need, how we can better support the group, and the how Jeff is engaged sincerely to make the PUD a better place for everybody, to serve our customers, to serve our communities. It, again, truly
the model of who we are, and Jeff really is the spirit around us as an organization and how we take care of each other, how we look out for our customers, and how we look out for our community. So super proud of you, Jeff. Very well deserved.
Thank you, John.
Okay. We know each other. Someone else that I,
no,
another my old, Roberts.
My old man, I've told people for years, died one. So.
And her wife, she's a nurse. She must have been challenged too all this whole last 3 years, and especially around Christmas. There's been so much COVID and RSV and flu and all of that. So good for her too.
Okay. Apprenticeships.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I gotta talk about apprenticeships when I can. Looks like early on in like 2005, 6, 7, 8. Well, hey, when I saw that, I thought, wow. I mean, the folks like you saw the value in that, and you fought for years to bring it to the attention, how important it is, safety program and apprenticeship program. And doggone it, I'm really proud that you stuck with it.
Thank you very much. I do have to give credit where credit's due on the apprenticeship. That was a lot to do with, God rest his soul, Tim Weiss.
Yes, that's true.
He's the one that got me into all this apprenticeship stuff years ago.
But
you've held it up.
But early on, you guys were pioneers here at the utility.
We've tried.
And that means a lot to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do we have anyone that wants to?
Any stories you want to tell?
I don't have any stories.
You don't want those.
Now is your time. You're on camera and you're on tape. Maybe that's why you wouldn't say anything.
Maybe I didn't have something.
He's worth it.
She changed your mind.
He is worth it.
Yeah. Now I'm going to get emotional. I just want to thank Jeff.
Okay.
Everything he's done. The apprenticeship, don't leave the subcommittee. You're making me nervous when he was asking how many years he's been on it. He's vital to it. He helps so much with trades fairs. I just really appreciate you, Jeff. I really do. Why am I a mess?
Very much.
Thank you all for recognizing Jeff. And now we have time for comments from the public. And we have a speaker signed up, Mr. Stephen Keeler. I want to tell everybody who is Mr. Keeler, and then have you come on up.
Oh, okay. Mr. Keeler wanted. Oh, now they're going. You wanted them to stay with us.
I don't want to hold them up.
Oh, hey, they love us here, you know.
I think you'll all be interested in what you hear from Mr. Keeler. He always has good things to say, or interesting things.
My name is Stephen Keeler, last name spelling K-E-E-L-E-R. I'm a resident of Edmonds, Washington. I'm on the Woodway circuit down there in Edmonds. In December of this past year, we had a heavy wet snow event, and the region experienced a lot of power problems. And during that night, I thought to myself, boy, I'm glad I'm not out there. But there were a lot of line crews out there restoring power, working under conditions that were miserable, just plain crap. I didn't want to be out there. So I'm so thankful for the BUD's line crews. I'm sure there are many ratepayers who, although they can't be at this meeting, if they were here, they would join me in thanking the PUD line crews. It's a dirty job at the wrong time, and they stick out there and do it. So I thank them all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Keeler. Is there anyone on the phone line to speak?
Do you have Kayla Schumay?
Kayla Schumay, go ahead, Dr. Schumay.
Hello, commissioners. Yes, it's Gayla Schumake from Edmonds. First of all, I want to send an apology because the last time I talked with you, I was complaining about that your minutes did not include the people who made comments. Well, I went checked further in the minutes to find out that several times the names of people who made comments were included. So I apologize for complaining about that. But if you would include the topic of the comment, then I think that would add to the quality and the completeness of the minutes. So thank you very much. And I'm sorry I complained about it earlier so that you didn't include the people. I'm going to follow up on Mr. Keeler's. I would also like to give commendation to the crews that did the repairs after all those, that terrible wind that blew branches down all over the area, call it causing outages. People around Edmonds know that I listen to you all on your Zoom calls, and they ask me to send their thanks for all the work that you did. And so I'm just following up with what Mr. Keeler said, and give thanks to the line crews for doing what they did in a very difficult situation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Schumay. Is there anyone else on the phone or anyone else from the public who would like to make a comment? Okay, well, we will move on to, was there anyone?
No, there's nobody.
Okay, we'll now move on to the fourth part of this afternoon, the consent agenda, in which we will approve the minutes for the regular meeting of December 20th. We will approve bid awards, professional services contracts, and amendments. We'll consider ratifying or certifying and approving district checks and vouchers. At this time, I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There are none.
Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners? Any questions or comments?
I have none.
All right, there being no comments or questions, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All against, nay. Now, section 5 of our meeting today is a public hearing. We will open the 2023 retail rate proposal water utility hearing. And I will now convene a public hearing.
I'm sorry, can I clarify? Did you go to aye?
I did.
Okay. The nay part, I didn't understand. I just want to make sure.
Thank you.
Snuck it in.
I believe you. I just didn't.
I will now convene a public hearing on the 2023 retail rate proposal water utility. And I'd like to introduce Christina Hart, who will provide the presentation.
Yes, good afternoon, commissioners. This is Christina Art with the water utility. I apologize, I'm not there today. I've come under the weather, didn't want to bring that in.
Sure, well, that's good.
So as we discussed, previously on December 20th, this is the 2023 retail rate proposal for the water utility.
Are there any questions or discussions from the commissioners?
Commissioner, well, she's going to briefly go through this. It's just a regular public hearing, not a public hearing in action today.
Okay. But I'm supposed to ask if there are any questions or discussion from the commissioners.
Yeah, she's briefly going to go through her presentation again.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Christina.
Okay, thank you. So as we kind of went through last time, this is what we looked at in February 2022 for an April 1, 2022 rate increase. At that time, All the projections were looking at a 1.75% overall rate increase in 2022. We also did a COSA at that time, and all indicators pointed to us using a phase-in process of the COSA so that all of the shared costs were spread across fairly amongst the classes. And this slide again was more to indicate that from 2016 through 2022, our rates have remained very stable, and we really haven't had any historical impacts on the rates that have been quite large. We've kept them very reasonable. The main impacts, the main driving impacts, as discussed previously, when we were updating the 2022 forecasted revenues and expenses to year-end projections, we were seeing a small uptick in the fund balances. However, we were also seeing some upticks in annual expenses. Two of the larger ones that we like to point out on the slide were the City of Everett. back in 2022, we were assuming only a 2% rate increase in the next 2 years. However, that has changed by ordinance from the City of Everett to be approximately 8% in 2023 and 2024. We're also seeing a labor cost inflation increase, previously assumed at 3%, now at 3.9% in 2023 and 5% in the following 2 years. And this does bring us in line with electric assumptions. Other drivers that are impacting the water retail rates, as well as the City of Everett, continue to be the supply chain issues that are driving increased costs. The continued emphasis on main replacement programs, which we have through 2028, the monthly meter reading, both TrueCheck and district meter reading, the ability to maintain fiscal policy targets, such as 90 days on cash, the continued push to maximize the use of our Lake Stevens treatment plant to help offset any rate increases, and then also the continued increase in administrative costs that we do share with electric. This slide is really just to show that the City of Everett has had increases annually for the past many years. However, we are seeing that large uptick between 2022 and 2024. Our aging water main replacement program is still on track. As of right now, we have approximately 3,700 feet of aging water main in 2023 that's budgeted to be replaced for approximately $1.2 million. We are currently on track to have all of our aging asbestos cement, steel, and galvanized iron water mains replaced by 2028. And these costs are impacted by supply chain issues as well. And we have also seen since about 2008, a steady increase in those costs. Our Lake Stevens well is one that has given us some additional benefit to date. With the use of those wells, we've saved the district approximately $5.6 million in purchased water. And currently in 2023, we are budgeted to continue a corrosion control optimization project for about $500,000. And then our administrative costs that we do share with Everett, they fluctuate year by year because the calculation is being assessed every year for fair sharing of those costs. The largest amount of those costs is labor across the district for various work that water that they perform for water. One of the largest is IT, as it is not just labor. It is also the maintenance contracts for IT services and programs. We have a couple years coming up, including 2023, in our capital improvements that are quite large. In 2023 alone, we have about $3 million that's budgeted for the AMI Connect Up program. We have $1.2 million for general capital, such as the treatment corrosion control optimization, some SCADA PLC upgrades, and then also the beginnings of working on the roof replacement. We also have 2.9, almost 3 million in water main replacements and extensions. That includes that 1.2 that I discussed a minute ago. And then another 2.4 million that is for reservoirs and pump stations, such as the Kayak Reservoir and the Burn Road Reservoir. This is more just indicating that we try and maintain and do anything that we can funding wise in our capital in 2023 for our GFCs. We're going to be using about $4.13 million. In our revenue requirement setting, we do go by some guidelines to help guide those rate forecasts. As shown here, 2.4 of almost the 8% is a pass through from COE, the City of Everett, sorry. and the total increase needed that we're proposing is 2.75% overall to ensure debt service coverage and cash on hand targets are met. Any future rate increases are forecast here, but they'll be determined as we approach those dates. This again is a graph showing exactly what we looked at in February. However, it's been updated with all of our forecasts through 2022. And it is showing a similar deficiency with increased expenses and the rate path to correct forecasted deficiencies. We do show that we need this increase of 2.75 overall. Our current recommended rate scenario is to level out incremental increases and satisfy PUD rate setting objectives, as we also account for any expected City of Everett increases and all indirect and direct costs. In March of 2023, our current proposal will also include a COSA phase-in. The COSA phase-in is one that we've done previously, like in 2022. And we once we revised the revenue, did identify a need for 2023 to continue with a phase-in process in order to continue making progress toward cost allocation targets. And we're recommending to continue that with 2.55% to water single family, just slightly below average, and 4.75% to water multifamily and water commercial. Excuse me. Looking into the future, we do expect the phase-in to continue, but right now all forecasts will be recalibrated throughout 2023. This chart shows the PUD's existing rate schedule and proposed 2023 with COSA adjustments, the 2023 being in the green. Again, with water single family being at 2.55% and multifamily and commercial being at 4.75%. This chart is just to simply identify sample bills based on those COSA adjustments. And currently, this is where we do sit amongst other utilities in our areas. We are fairly low in that bottom quartile. We do not anticipate the rate increase to move that mark above and beyond any of the other utilities. So again, our 2023 water retail rate proposal is a recommended 2.75% with the continuation of a cost of service phase-in, 2.55% to single family and 4.75% to multifamily, commercial, and industrial, which, as we discussed in December, it does include Lake Connor Park. And today we're here for the public hearing in hopes that on January 24th, we're able to seek adoption for a March 1 revised 2023 water retail rate. And then throughout 2023, we will be updating those and revisiting for 2024, but we also will revisit connection charges and wholesale rates, as well as conservation rates at a future date. And as of right now, all of the assumptions that we have gone on from the December 20th meeting, both operationally and financially, have not changed.
Christina, when you have, I think it was 4.75.
Yes.
Increase for the multifamily units.
Multifamily and commercial. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the multifamily. Who pays that? Is that the owner of the building, or is that divided among the residents? How is that paid?
Yeah, those bills, they go to who is signed for service, which is typically, it will be the owner, but then it's up to the owner to then collect from their renters. And
okay, thank you. Are there any comments from the public regarding this rate proposal, the water utility?
There's nobody online.
Okay. Are there any questions or discussion from the commissioners?
You know, just a comment. It's we never want to have a rate increase, but it's impressive that our component is only 0.33%. So way to go. Control our costs and stuff. And of course, most of it is a pass-through from the water from the city. Right. So thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
Any
No, I have no questions. I appreciate the way that they have taken us methodically through this process. I think it started, was it mid-year last year?
Not much we can do about the costs that are passed on to us. So, good job.
Thank you very much.
I'll now call for a motion to continue the public hearing on the 2023 retail rate proposal water utility.
I move the public hearing on the proposed 2023 retail rate proposal water utility to be continued to Tuesday, January 24th, 2023 at 1:30 p.m. at 2320 California Street in Everett, Washington.
Call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Aye. All right, now we'll have a public hearing in action considering a resolution adopting the district's 2021 water system plan and updating water use efficiency goals. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
We'll now convene a public hearing. Karen Hennigan is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Do we need or want that presentation? Anybody?
I don't need it.
I don't need it. Very thorough.
Okay. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners? I'll now close the public hearing, which will be continued until the 24th. Now I'll call for a vote.
It's not continuous.
Just close the public hearing.
Okay, wait a minute. What am I doing?
You're just closing the public hearing.
Okay. I will close the public hearing. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Consider
calling for the vote. Call for the vote.
Oh, that's what I thought I did. Okay. Calling for the vote. Please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Now consider a resolution amending the district's retail electric rate schedules to implement a 2.0% in system average rate increase. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
We'll now convene a public hearing. Brian Booth is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Does anyone want a presentation? Prior presentation?
I think we're thoroughly briefed on it.
Yes, and I just wanted to make an apology to Commissioner Logan. When we discussed it at the last meeting, you rightly so wondered if we could delay this until we had the actuals in for our fourth quarter. And I kind of disagree, but and not in a very professional way. So I do apologize.
Oh, well, thank you.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? Any questions or comments from you, Commissioner?
There's no questions from the public. There's no questions from the public.
There being no questions or comments, I'll close.
I have some comments.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Favor?
So first of all, I very much understand and agree with the need for the revenue. And I really think 2% growth modest when you consider these inflationary times rent and the challenges we face. As Commissioner Tolson referred to, I did state my preference to wait until later to do this always. And I will say that I think 6 years ago we did this at the first meeting in March. I think last year we did the first meeting in February. But I think it's inevitable that we're going to have an increase. And as like I said, this is a modest one. The part that I just cannot agree with is accelerating the fixed rate cost on the residential customers. We have a plan to do that over 5 years. We're starting our second year, and I just cannot agree to accelerate that.
Any Any other comments or questions?
I have none.
There being none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Commissioner Wolf, you need to close the public hearing.
Pardon?
Did you close the public hearing?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. This is my dry run. I'll now close the public hearing. And we already had the vote. Should we repeat it? All in favor, aye. All against, nay.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye. Now, items for individual consideration. We'll consider a resolution amending the district water utility policies and establishing certain charges for the water utility. I'll call for a motion.
I move to table item 7A, consideration of a resolution amending district water utility policies and establishing certain charges for the water utility, and remove it from today's agenda to allow water utility staff additional time to clarify some stakeholder comments and to bring this matter forward for actions at a future commission meeting.
All right, on that motion, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, aye.
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 Aye. All against, nay. Now we'll consider a resolution authorizing the CEO general manager to execute an employment agreement with F. Colin Willenbrock.
I move approval.
I'll call for a motion.
Oh, I move approval.
Brenda Andrade is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Does anyone have any questions or comments from the public regarding the resolution?
I do not show any comments on the public.
Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners?
No real briefings.
Yes, we were briefed on this morning. And so I will call for a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Are there any reports from the CEO general manager on the general manager's report?
Yeah, just one or a couple items I'd like to touch on with the board. The team is currently forecasted to close at 44.2 million kilowatt hours. This is on the Energy Independence Act results, which is 103% to goal and well on track to achieve biennium targets by year end 2023, as well as receiving full BPA reimbursement. Final numbers will be available in early February. Our customer service call volumes are up approximately 20%, and that's due to the high bills resulting from the extreme temperatures that we experienced in December. And I wanted to provide an update on our utility grants for our customer arrearages. We are starting to hear from customers that have received the grant funds, and their responses have been overwhelmingly positive and filled with gratitude and even in some cases tears. Many of the customers have shared just how meaningful this assistance has been in light of all the competing challenges amassed during the pandemic. Some customers have said these grants are a critical lifeline for their family when they have needed it the most. One recent customer came into the front line only to discover they had received a grant. And when they heard the news, they were overcome with gratitude and shared some of the steps they had been taking to ensure their family could eat while expecting imminent disconnection. Simply put, the feedback we have received thus far has been a great reminder that these types of initiatives create enduring and meaningful change for families in our communities. And as we spoke about at the last commission meeting, again, it's a testimony to the hard work that our team had done to get the additional funds and provide that level of additional impact to our community. So it's a huge kudos, and again, it speaks volumes to the spirit of our folks. Mm-hmm. Happy to answer any questions.
Do you have any further reports?
No.
Okay. Yes, kudos to all of those people in the CSO team and all of the programs that help the needy. And so, again, our thanks. We now move on to commission business and commission reports. Are there any reports?
I have none.
I have none.
I think think all three of us attended and participated in the legislative rally pertaining to our state and local government. And we just, you know, we have some customary and routine meetings here that we attend monthly. I wanted to ask, I think this is the point at which I would like to ask, if I may, Kim, about the APPA conference, the legislative rally. Do you have any plans for us regarding the legislative rally, the commission for attendance or meetings that we should be attending?
Sure. Great afternoon, I guess we are now.
Yeah.
In terms of the conference in Washington, D.C., I think it's the last week of February, first week of March. What I can say, my recommendation to both the commission and John is it's to your discretion if you want to attend the rally. I get a lot out of it. If you get a lot out of it, I recommend that you as a body can decide who should attend. In terms of meetings with elected officials this year, I went back and did a quick assessment recently. In the last 6 months, we've had two meetings with Congresswoman Del Bene, two meetings with Congressman Larson. John met with Senator Murray in the last 6 months, so I don't think we're set up. This isn't the right time for us to do meetings with members right now. I also want to keep in my pocket the option for some or all of you and John to potentially do a flyback on the Columbia River Treaty at some point this year. Feels like we could see some action on that potentially. And I think that is a more impactful time to utilize your presence with this meeting. So that's my recommendation, but you all can decide.
Well, we don't have a lot of time to make plans if we do want to visit with some of our legislators or members of Congress, for instance. I wonder if it might not be worth considering, and we can talk about it further. Might it not be worth considering visiting with some of the new members of Congress who might be more supportive of us than they might appear to be, like some of the new members of Congress?
We could certainly have that conversation. I do think new members are going to be prioritizing meeting with their own constituents over those outside of their districts. So I don't know what the success would be on that, particularly I imagine as we start a new Congress,
right. There's
a flood of people that want to get in and introduce themselves and talk about what their priorities are and what they stand for. So I'm certainly open to conversation, but in terms of our delegation, I think we've had really good, and I'm proud of all of the exposure that we've had with members of recent.
Right. Okay. We earned that. Yeah, okay. And as far as the keynote, you know, the meetings that are for everybody, will they be happening virtually, maybe?
Yeah. I think that they're offering things virtually. APPA prefers to do things in person.
Yes.
And again, my recommendation is just for the Hill visit portion of things. I will be in attendance at the rally itself, and I recommend that you all look at the agenda and make determinations, but just factor in we may not be doing those, likely won't be doing those member meetings.
Well, I have a lot of respect for all the years that you served in D.C., and you understand that better than I do, for sure. But I've made a lot of trips to talk to members of Congress in the past, before PV. So if you don't recommend it, then I guess we'll just wait for the Columbia River Treaty conference.
I am hopeful. We've been working very hard. I was back in December and did a whole round robin of meetings on this issue to keep it at the forefront of folks' minds. And I'm hopeful that we'll see some action on that potentially this session. There was some language that was included in the omnibus related to the Columbia River Treaty, kind of a signal from Congress that they care about this and want more information on it. So we're working very hard to keep that at the forefront of folks' minds, and I'm hopeful we'll see some action. I know we've been saying that for many years, but it feels like it's been a long time. It feels like with the flood provisions within the Columbia River Treaty, there's an expiration date on that. And with that pending out there, there's renewed interest.
Okay. So the annual meeting will be in Seattle. APPA annual meeting is in Seattle this year, so we could probably look forward to that. We can probably drive to and from and not have overnight accommodations. Okay.
Thank you for teeing this up, Commissioner. I was going to do it under item C, but I was not planning on going. We're not going to do this to the Hill. You know, there's just not much happened. There's the LNR vote, which is always unanimous. There's the PMA meeting, which is interesting, but you know, we live and breathe PMA at PPC, so we probably could try to run the meeting. For me, it's just not really worth the PUD's investment to go there if we're not going to go on the Hill.
Yes, I agree. I would rather take our time and focus it where it will get some real benefit. So, you know, new Congress, new, if you're lucky to get 30 seconds with your representative, and that's not a value to utility or our customers.
It is a hectic time. I think the, you know, as I said, it's more the exposure that we've had of recent. Mm-hmm. Because we've had these meetings, I don't know that we would see success in a meeting request right now, where we might a little further down the line, particularly if it's very focused on something we've identified as a priority for the meeting.
So regarding the Columbia River Treaty information, where can we learn more about what's going on with that and current discussion?
There's some information in PVC packets that are good kind of top level summaries of that, and I can pull those out and resend them to you. They've done those across the last year or so.
When is that happening? When is that event happening with a meeting about the Columbia River Treaty?
There's no set meeting. I am a part of the Columbia River Treaty Power Group. We have a government relations group. We do a lot of work on this, trying to keep it at the forefront of policymakers' minds. We're trying to engage the White House on this issue to make sure that the State Department does push to modernize the treaty. It has some pretty significant financial impacts for the utility.
Yeah.
So there's no set meeting. What I was referencing is the Power Group did a series of fly-ins, so we all met back in DC. Gosh, what was that? 3 or 4 weeks back? Just to touch base on some things, and I think that proved beneficial. We met with staff, and a little nudge may have helped land some of that language in the comments.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps. That helps a lot. Thank you so much, Kim.
And I'll just pile on. Kim has done a great job of trying to make sure that when we do go back to meet with the delegation, that we have, that it's centered around a topic that is in play or could likely be in play. So that those meetings aren't just go in and rattle off a bunch of stuff, and especially during a time when, I don't know how many they do in a day, but lots, right?
Meetings a day.
Yeah. They don't seem to be really a value add.
With a staffer.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes with a staffer, sometimes with the particular legislator, but we just thought it was more effective to actually find the times when we need to meet with the delegation on specific issues and try to leverage that time with them in a more effective way.
Okay.
And Kim has done an excellent job of strategizing around how to do that.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. It would be strange not to have us there. When you think about it, most of these public utilities are very small, and this is their only opportunity to really connect with their delegations. Cities and stuff across the country. And of course, we have our own staff, our professional staff, and we have great relationships, and we've had the same delegation for quite a while, and they're all incredibly well-versed in all things to UD, so.
Yeah.
Or Snowbutt, I should say.
Washington State's delegation, they're they're establishing themselves in some pretty key places. Yes, you'll see that in our next GR report, kind of where some of our members landed within leadership or committee positions.
Yeah.
We're very well positioned here in the state. And we're lucky that we have a delegation that works across the aisle and across the Capitol on issues of importance.
So are you working with Commissioner, I mean, sorry, Commissioner, Congresswoman Kathy Morris-Rogers? Isn't she head of appropriations now?
So she'll be the chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee on the House side. I'm not sure if they're going to change the name of that committee or not. And we have met with her committee staff on the Columbia River Treaty, just so Power Group could get in there and make sure that they understood the importance for the Northwest, and perhaps the committee staff could pay attention in this new position of power.
And when we do these meetings, do we also stand up for the environment, the restoration of the environment and so forth?
When we're doing these meetings, we look at things through the lens of the regional recommendation from way back when. It's kind of a three-legged stool, we refer to it. So there's the entitlement or the power grid, there's the environment, kind of ecosystem provisions, and flood control. So we definitely say all three legs of the stool are important. We're just trying to make sure that in those negotiations and these classified information briefings that we're not privy to the information, that our delegation is able to hear what's going on and consider our customers as a, all three of those legs need to be met in the negotiations.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anything else for commission business issues? Yeah, anything more?
What section are we on? And the commission event calendar?
We're on 9B.
Move
to 9B.
Okay, 9B.
Yep, commissioner event calendar, as I said. Are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar?
One thing is, I have a new employee orientation, I think it's going on the 25th of January.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other changes, Commissioner Olson, to the commission?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. So we'll move on to part C, discussion of representatives to organizations and committees for 2023. So we had a list that was provided in our notes. So you want to continue those as they are?
Yeah, I'm fine with them how they are.
Okay, are you?
I don't see a need to change them.
I'm okay with you.
Okay.
Yeah, that means, so let's each of us, we each say what we're going to be representing. I'll be with NWPPA as the whatever, what do we call ourselves?
The lead. Delegate.
Yeah, and I do love NWPPA. And I'm alternate for Energy Northwest. So, do you remember?
Well, I like being the alternate everywhere.
I remember the alternate for APPA.
Yeah, APPA and NWPPA.
All right.
Yes, I'm the delegate for Energy Northwest, and I will say, commissioners, I plan to put my name in the hat again for the open second board position. So I'll move later this month. I'm not holding out the hope.
Yeah,
I know. I lost by 6 votes last time, but if you don't try, you can't.
That's right.
So do we need to repeat the?
John wants to say something, and then we just.
So we don't really. Do we need to vote on that, Allison?
Just need to move to adopt. If you read the highlighted yellow proposed motion.
Okay. So, would you like to read it?
I move adoption of the representatives to organizations and committees for 2023 as proposed.
Any questions or comments from the commissioners?
No.
None.
Call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, moving on to governance planning. Our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar? This time. Yay or nay?
I
don't have that right in front of me, but maybe Melissa Are we going to have a retreat? It's been 4 years since we looked at our policies, and it seems to me that we're supposed to be done every 2 years.
Right. So I think because of the pandemic, then we're going to hold this back a couple years.
We can live a lot of things on the pandemic.
So happy to have a retreat. That's up to the commissioners. And if you want to lay out a time frame, we can coordinate the day and place and time.
Okay, so I don't have a proposed date, but I would like for us to have a retreat.
Okay.
Let's say at least maybe sometime in the first quarter or in the second quarter at the latest.
We need a retreat. However, I will find it very beneficial for me if we don't just pick a date and go in a room and do what I don't know what we're going to do. I would prefer to have some structure, a plan for what we're going to do, how we're going to get there, and what are our outcomes going to be.
So how about if I work with you, Melissa, on a tentative agenda for that?
Okay.
Because I think we just definitely need to review our policies and discuss them and see if we want to make any changes.
What I was going to suggest is, based on Commissioner Olson's comment, is maybe at the next meeting we each bring those items we would like to see in retreat. Does that make sense?
But a big one would be to review the current policies and consider whether we want to amend them.
I thank you for that, because I think the board at the next meeting or the following one, it would be a good opportunity for us to make our notes.
Yeah.
And share our, because we may be coming, I think that we may be coming from initially have different perspectives for how this thing should work. And I think it would be valuable for us and clerk to have us work that out first.
Yeah, agree on at least a loose agenda on the items we want to discuss.
Okay. So we agree that for the January 24th meeting, each of us will bring our suggestions, that I will work with Melissa on a tentative agenda for a commission retreat. Okay. That all we agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. All right. Moving on. Is there any further business to come before the board?
There's one other item that I failed to mention in the report in our review of the current organization memberships reminded me, and this is just an FYI from the board, current CEO Joey Ditto for APPA has been placed on administrative leave, and it appears that it will be terminating her contract on January 31st. So I just wanted to give that. And staff has been noticed, so it is public. But I just wanted to give you all that heads up.
Yeah, I have not heard that. Okay, thank you, Jim. Okay. Is there any other business to come before the board? Hearing none, it is now 2:28 p.m. on January 10th, 2023, and the meeting is now adjourned.
Oh, no, no problem. We have that extra warning at the
Oh, right. Floor. Oh, we're not finally adjourned. We're just going into executive session. I'm so sorry. So there is further business, and we're going to conduct that in executive session. It is now, let me say that again, 2:29 p.m., and the board will recess into executive session to discuss the performance of a public employee under the terms set forth in the Open Public Meetings Act. It is anticipated that the executive session will last approximately 30 minutes with no public announcements. The executive session will conclude at 3:00. We will conclude that at 3:00, and the regular meeting will adjourn upon the conclusion of the executive session. We are now in recess into the executive session.
Commissioner Wolf, just for clarification, we do have to be very clear on our time for auditing reasons. It will adjourn at usually the 259.
It would be 259? 259 precisely. Thank you. Thank you very much.